You both utilise and play with aesthetics of lo-fi, make do culture, and also use some elements of improvisation in your work. How conscious is that, or is it sometimes just because you want to get things done quickly or in a certain place?
I'm always very keen to certainly doing automatic filmmaking to get things done, and there's a sense in which a lot of the time I've got in my mind the idea that that will do. Don't tend to reshoot things, and I don't tend to try and make things better. I try to just film, then take what I do and sort of form it together. I suppose, I mean, the approach isn't really like making a proper film, it's more like placing things together in a sort of intuitive way. But the lo-fi aesthetic kind of comes through partly because I'm in that rush to get ideas done and I don't feel the need to polish them. I mean, I've got an HD camera which I haven't used yet. Johanna's used it more than I have. So he's done all this stuff like this time on my camera because I can't find the use for it yet. Sure.
Johanna, is it important to you?
Well, I think it sort of started with me, like the what gear I had. Well, I quite like the graininess of the picture, and then the fact that, like, if it's really sharp, then you see the mask really, and so it sort of smoothens it down a bit and makes it more, the illusion more real. But then again, what he said, now it's the first time I've been using the HTV camera. I like it a lot, so I might turn into that now. But, then again, I have to say I'm quite specific what I choose in the final. I could film a lot, but then the final clip could be this from anywhere from 3 to 15 seconds, 30 seconds, where the actual way I feel the moment is there, like the gesture is there that I can use. So I'm quite specific.
I sense that maybe control is important to you, particularly in a lot of your early work where the actor as well as behind the cameras. But also, Alex, you said one of my favourite lines from cinema, it's beyond my control. How do you feel, Johanna, about that? Are you really kind of, is the control particularly important? Do you want to undermine it?
I think it's just the, in that moment when I choose it, when I film it, there's no control. I just, you know, jump into the role, like I let it come to me or feel it, and then or encourage the actor to go and feel the character and go on with it. So I usually just have like a limit, as okay, stand there, if you could do this kind of movement, like, and repeat and go to the same gesture or posture where you started from. So in that way it's very loose, but I think it's just in the choosing part I'm quite specific, and then also when I'm setting it up then I'm quite specific how it's.
I helped Johanna film one of them, the Hanged Man thing, and it's quite interesting to see the sort of rough means that we, instructed me to put together the thing. He was lying on the floor, well, on a raised platform, and I was sitting on a chair over there pulling a rope, strangling while Bracey was above filming down from above, and it was like some weird porn film. I don't know. But it was sort of very sort of slapdash in the way that it looked at that time. I reckon the shots, the photographs of what it looked like are sort of really different from what you've got. Your stuff kind of reminds me of Victorian parlour magic, you know, when you're trying to pretend that the spirits are talking. Which is often quite simple things like poking someone with a like fish in the back of the head or something. I don't know how to do it. They do sort of weird, simple things to create these very sort of magical effects.
Well, that's very true. Like, behind the scene is very low, and you just put it together fast. But then, you know, once you edit it, then you can choose what you show and whatnot.
Well, it's also interesting, you both seem to have some kind of engagement with a kind of fidelity of the real, in that you're just almost recording something that's happening, but you seem, as you evoke black and white and some notion that someone's watching the work might have of reality coming from the sources, but then being mediated by you in the process of the work. It's interesting that whilst the work seems very different, it both has that kind of engagement with the real, not reality, but notions of the real.
And it's interesting with film because it almost automatically sort of engages with the real. So we assume film is real.
Yeah, it's assumed to.
But which is not. Yeah. And I do quite like that. I mean, I also like the idea of I could say something is filmed in one way and I could be lying about it and it could be complete rubbish and it could be filmed another way, which I probably did when I was doing it. And I like that sort of breakdown that you have where people assume reality. There's breakdowns between actually what actually is happening and what you're seeing and what's intended and all those sort of things that are particular to film.